Welcome back to Plotted. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Jana.
And now we're going to talk about He's All That.
The new Netflix sensation.
Is it?
Can I just say, like, before we start this commentary, I ran upon the main guy's Instagram. And guess what his bio said?
What?
Possibly a psycho.
Big ol' red
flag. just speaks volumes. Because I was like, ooh, maybe he's a little bit of a JD vibe there.
Oh my god, no. We cannot go down that road.
Anyway, that's the fun thing I learned this week.
So, He's All That. I wonder how many of you have actually seen it or how many people want to see it. My opinion is,
I feel like it blew up on the internet. Because that's how I learned about it, was YouTube, was all these commentaries.
Well, yeah, I heard about it because of, like, trailers. But also, I've watched the original She's All That. We have comments on that too, but it's definitely, in my opinion, way better than this, which mostly the sequels are not as good, but the first one was bad, so just take it as you want. So I guess we'll get into it. Okay, so basically what this movie's about, it is a gender bend of She's All That. So basically what this is that the popular girl gets dared, but not really a dare. Well, I guess a dare, like a bet.
Yeah.
She gets bet that she can't transform this nerdy guy into the dream prom king guy. So that's the premise of it. Really, it's a lot deeper than that, somehow. Because she is actually going through, like, a social crisis and has to prove herself and she's using him to be able to prove her status. But as we find out later, with all kind of teen stuff, is that they end up catching feelings and then a lot of emotions get involved. So, did you want to discuss the plot?
Oh, man. Do I? What a great plot. So like Ashlyn said, that's the bare bones of the story. It is much worse than that,
yes.
Though, because you think, wow, that's pretty straightforward. It's your standard rom-com. Like, I'd watch it on a Saturday night with a pizza by myself. However, the execution is so bad, and the acting is not great, so you get this very flat, just something. I don't know, I left this movie, like, I've seen this movie 3 times. Because my roommates watched it, and I watched it with you, and I watched commentary. But, like, you leave it going, what did I watch?
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's just her. So what happens is, in the beginning, is that she has this...
In the beginning, there was Paget. And Paget was spoiled.
Yes. So what happens is that she is this kind
she's
of middle class.
Yeah,
she's a middle class influencer that pretends that she's rich. And she has a rich, popular rock star boyfriend, which is very unlikely but true.
I mean, you know, these Instagrammers.
I mean, I remember when I had
Jake Paul and all of them.
Very true, all influencers. I mean, it was never a part of that life, and I probably never will be.
Never will be.
So she ends up finding that her boyfriend / prop star, cute guy, I guess, is cheating on her.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, twist. So what happens is that it's caught on video of her atrocious reaction, because apparently girls can't have feelings. And if they show them, then that's bad. So she has this, like, breakdown and starts throwing food at him, which I understand. I honestly think this would have been a good thing. But apparently social media in that world does not like that.
She was her friend was live streaming the whole thing, and she became a meme and lost all of her sponsors with Kourtney Kardashian. Boo-hoo, oh no.
Oh no. And
how is she gonna get her from designer shoes?
Exactly. She needs this money to go to college.
Which is mentioned twice. Anyway.
So what she does is that her friends talk about how she used to do makeovers and stuff a lot to become an influencer. And how that's how she got so popular. And they're like, you just need to do another makeover. Because that solves all the world's problems.
I mean, I can't not agree with that.
Well, I think the makeover should have been from within.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so they go on this quest to find the perfect nerd. After going through many, many guys, they find this one guy that just seems to be very pessimistic.
Antisocial.
And very rude.
Attractive. Like they show other guys who fit the bill perfectly. And then they show Cam, and it's like, yeah, he's total loser. And I was like,
but not really. He's like the cute outcast, like JD from the Heathers.
I'm just saying. There is a whole underlayer of this story.
Exactly. And it's just whenever I look at guys that are similar to that, I don't think nerd or loser. I think
coffee shop.
Rebel without a cause.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And there's like girls falling at their feet and they're like, I can't be with you because you stay away from me.
You don't know my life.
Right. I was like, he is not a loser.
No.
I went to school with some.
Exactly.
We all did.
Like, you could pick someone quirky and nice, or I don't need anyone else.
Anyway, they were like, he's a total loser, and he doesn't have social media, which makes him a loser, so apparently. You should fix him.
Exactly. So, how does she catch his attention?
She, like, stands in front of his car when he comes into school with his sister, and his sister's like, oh my gosh, it's my idol Paget. You have to talk to her. Because apparently, like, a bunch of YouTube celebrities go to this school, but for some reason, no one's interacted with them. But they act like no one's interacted with them before.
Yeah.
Anyway, the younger sister of the boy is like, you should talk to her. And Paget's like, hey, you should come take pictures. I know you like taking pictures. We're gonna have a bikini car wash of all the high school girls.
Yeah.
You should come take pictures of that. And he says, no. Which is unlike any teenage boy I've ever met. But
yeah, exactly. And also, it was just very, very strange.
Yeah.
And then
she invites him to a karaoke party, I think is how they, or the sister convinces him to go to the karaoke party.
Was this before or after the horses?
Oh, this is, okay. Yeah, she goes to the horses first. I'm sorry.
So he rejects her. She stalks him and meets her.
As you do.
Yes. And then apparently he hates people, but loves horses.
Same.
So this turned into a horse movie very fast.
I know, but I was like, wow, the traits you gave him did not match the horse thing at all.
No.
Because you're thinking hipster coffee shop, not cowboy wrangler.
Yeah, very, very strange. But, you know, we roll with it. We try. And this movie's going really fast, so you gotta keep up. So she meets him. She's like, I want a lesson. I've never ridden a horse before, but she has the attire to ride a horse.
And she also, like, woman-splains to him horses at one point. And I was like, he literally works with them.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he? No. And then she was like, it's just a horse. It's like, it's a pony. We're like, okay, let's be specific. And then they have this cute little flirtatious moment where they throw poop at each other.
Literal poop.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what I want out of every dating relationship.
Whenever I see a romantic comedy, you know, that's what
I think. It needs more horse poop.
Yep. And you think we're kidding. We're not.
They're very turned on by it, which is, this could be a full horror movie.
This is how they bonded. They really did.
A bonding moment.
Because then she eventually invites him to this karaoke thing, and he's like, you know, I remember this horse poop girl. I'm gonna go.
I kind of think she's cool. So he brings his friend, and they go to the karaoke thing. But oh no! As Paget is lip-syncing, singing to Katy Perry, her trash boyfriend shows up with the girl.
That would have been very interesting.
I know. She shows up with the ex, and Paget's like, messes up on the song. Which isn't possible, because it was already pretty bad to begin with.
Yeah, honestly. Her song was like a song / TikTok dance, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, she should be in Vegas. And we were like, no. But, okay. So then she starts messing up, and the guy, the nerdy guy, which his name is Kim.
I think his name's Cam.
Sorry. Ew. Wait, his name is Cam?
Like Cameron. Like camera.
Oh my god! Oh no!
The layers!
This movie's not as complex
as we thought.
This
movie's layered. Oh my god. What are you talking about? That's so complex.
It's Cam, he's carrying around his camera.
Wow, he's named after the one thing that he likes. Could have named him Horse.
Horse? Anyway, Cam he rescues her by going and awkwardly singing with her, and then they end up vibing that way.
They're like, wow.
Even though he, like, rejects all social norms, like, this is not something he would do, but apparently...
He doesn't TikTok dance with her, but he does sing.
So yeah, he sings very awkwardly. Honestly, out of all...
That was not meant to be a duet.
No. I was like, actually, out of all of the sweet moments that they have, that's probably the sweetest thing.
The bar is so low.
Like, I'm not even playing. Like, that is the sweetest moment. So then, after that, let's see what else happens.
So they do the karaoke party, and then they learn that there's a big influencer like birthday party that's themed like the 20s. So they have a cute this is the best part of the movie. They have their cute little dress up montage scene.
Yeah,
and they're all getting ready,
and she cuts his hair.
She cuts his hair, which was a big improvement, and gets rid of his fake 5 o'clock shadow. So he doesn't have to wear the wig anymore, and he comes out and he looks like a freaking Ken doll.
Yes.
But I mean, that's fine. I looked at him the first time and went, oh my gosh, I think I had that one in my Barbie collection.
Yeah, yeah. So then he was like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Also, man is ripped.
100% ripped.
Because, I mean, he is also on Cobra Kai, but, like,
yeah, well,
it was funny.
It was just very weird how they describe, how they show
him. Oh, yeah, he just, like, takes his shirt off in the middle of the store.
In the middle of the store! And listen, like, that would not happen in real life.
I think that's where she started catching feelings, too.
Yeah, right when he took his shirt off.
And I was like, ooh.
But I do not blame her. It wasn't. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, but...
The character kind of killed it. So what happens is they go to this party. He brings his little sister for some reason. Or maybe she's already invited.
Because we learn nothing from Hereditary.
Or any movie ever. Like, yeah. But I was thinking of Gossip Girl. Anyway. Other thing. So they end up going to this party. The what's-his-face broke up with... the boyfriend broke up with the cheater girlfriend thing.
Paget,
yeah. And actually, at this moment in the film, terribly so, but true, he becomes the most interesting character.
He's the only character.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only one that reacts or does anything.
Yeah, he actually shows, like, genuine, even for a split second, like, remorse for being broken up with. And then he, like, gets over it really quickly because he's, like, he's a diva. And he's, like, yeah. You know, I need to see my and best side when I'm crying.
He's that great I love to hate him character.
Exactly. His character is actually well thought through.
And portrayed
even,
well.
Even if it's a bad character. Here's the thing. That we all have to understand. When we say it's a good character, we don't mean he was a good person.
Yeah, no.
We mean that his character and what he was supposed to be betrayed as was done well.
Yes.
So we're not condoning his future actions, which are bad.
Right.
Okay, so just
agreed. Terrible character. Great betrayal.
Great betrayal. Mostly because later in the scene, he tries to get back with Addison, but that's not her name.
Addison Rae. He tries to get back at Paget by... sexually assaulting...
No. He tries to get back with
her. Oh, wait, yeah, he does. He does try to get back with her.
And then she's like, nah, not today.
I'm better than you.
And then he's like, that's fine. I'm gonna go flirt with this younger girl that turns out to be the sister.
Cam's sister, yeah.
Yeah, Cam's sister.
But between all of this, Cam's friend and one of Paget's friends, like, start flirting, and I was like, wow, I'm more invested in this than anything else.
Yeah,
it's like a 2-minute scene, and I'm like... Aww, and then they cut back to Paget and Cam. I go, ooh.
Yeah. She's like, I'm very interested in these side characters, thank you.
Right. So the little sister obviously tells everyone that the guy assaulted her, and Cam is like, I'm gonna beat him up. And so he beats him up for Netflix to remind us that he's on Cobra Kai, and season 4 is coming in December.
Yeah, so then we get a cool action scene, which, okay, so let's take a pause right here.
Okay.
So, in the beginning of the movie, you see him getting bullied and beat up this whole time.
He's a pacifist.
Exactly. And then as soon, like, obviously can't defend himself. And then now, he's a ninja.
I know. I mean, we'll get into that when we get into characters. But yeah, he's all of a sudden a ninja.
And then he beats him and everyone's excited. And
but honestly, you really don't have to be a ninja to beat him. Because this man has never had a fight less in his life. He's just a drunk diva.
Exactly. And then the guy's like... The Cam, he's like, goes to Addison, whatever her name is, Paget. He goes to her and he was like, why am I here? Why am I with these people? This isn't my life. I'm leaving. So he leaves and has his own little temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And then Paget is like, throughout the rest of the movie, she's like, oh, I miss him, like, I want to be with him, da 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 da. They end up having this sweet moment over some camera pictures. I don't even know how they got there.
They end up in a dark room, and they're like, oh, wow, you're so cool. And then they ended up making out. It was a very juicy kiss for the first kiss. It was like, that's a lot. That's a little too much.
Tongue and everything.
But, I mean, just like everything else in this movie, it's a little too heavy. Too much.
It was too much. Too soon. Too fast. So, she leaves because now she's figuring out that she's catching feelings for him. He's on cloud nine because he's like, I found her.
And I think she's getting some of her clout back. So, she and Kourtney Kardashian, her sponsor, have kind of made up. Kind of.
Yeah.
I think she still needs to prove herself.
Yeah, but. Because the video of him fighting the guy went viral. Everyone knows she's the one that did the makeover. They're like, oh, she's coming back.
I mean, she didn't give him karate skills, but like, whatever.
No, for real. She's getting all the credit.
It's fine.
So then he asks her to prom.
At the car wash that was mentioned earlier, and what happens? Paget's fake friends become fake and expose the bet.
Yes, so the fake friend, turns out, was sabotaging her the whole time, was like, oh, by the way, like, none of this is real, it was a bet, and then Cam was like, oh, what?
You used me?
I feel used.
How dare? Exactly. And then he storms off, he says, I hate you, I never want to see you again,
and he leaves. With some dirtier words.
Yeah.
I think that was the only F-bomb they allowed in the whole movie.
I think it was a callback to She's All That.
I don't remember them ever cursing.
Oh, okay. Well.
But, you know, with the 90s movies, you know. Or early 2000s.
They break up. Oh, so tragic.
Oh, so tragic.
And then there's this heartbreaking scene. I'm going to dramatically reenact it.
Okay.
Paget gets on the phone and calls Cam's little sister. At this point, we know that Cam and his sister have lost their mother, and their father, for some reason, won't come home.
Oh, anyway. He's in Switzerland.
Yeah, there's a lot of trauma.
He's Swedish.
But this girl has the gall to call and be like, hey. I know you and your brother have been through a lot, but I'm going through a really hard time right now. I lost my sponsor and my college fund. I can't lose your brother too.
Okay, bye.
The sister goes and tells Cam, oh my gosh, we lost our mom. We can't lose another girl too.
Yeah, no, honestly. It's like, no, we lost our mom. We can't lose her too. This girl we've known for 2 weeks.
For 2 days.
Like,
I know.
So then prom happens.
And Addison. And Paget's like, there's a cringe dance battle. And
oh my god.
Don't even get me started. And Paget's like, I've learned a lot from this experience, and I don't need to be prom queen anymore.
But she wasn't even elected.
She became prom queen, but then she was like, I don't want it. And then she walks outside, and lo and behold, Cam rides up on a horse and is like, you never really lost me. And I barfed.
No.
The whole theater did. Not theater, my roommates and I.
It couldn't make it to the theaters, guys.
No. But, no one learned anything, and there were no changes.
We've learned that it's okay to use people and to change their whole...
Manipulate their trauma to get clout.
Exactly.
You know, getting good with Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, and then at the end, she cuts back on social media, she changes her whole image, now she's a hippie traveling the world.
quote-unquote changes her whole image.
Yeah, and then she's just, like, traveling around with him by themselves, because that's what teenagers do. And then when I mean traveling around, I mean, like, in, like, other states and stuff.
Countries, maybe, even. I don't remember.
I don't even know.
By the time I got to that, like, my brain cells are dead.
You didn't have money to go to college. How did you even go?
How did you even get there?
Sponsorship back. I can do that.
My sponsorship for Benny Venom. Oh my god.
Anyway, that's the plot.
There are no holes whatsoever.
No, like, I totally agree with how everything was plotted out.
Wow.
And I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
My whole life, I wanted based off of this movie. But we are going to get into characters and a lot of plot holes.
Oh man, so many holes. Okay,
so to the characters of He's All That.
What characters?
None, anyway.
It was like having cardboard boxes interact with each other.
Except for the villain.
He was kind of like a sequin cardboard box.
Exactly. He was pretty to look at. Not even
his hair. He had like a personality.
His hair was his personality.
I gotta say, like, honestly, these are, you know, kids or young adults or probably close to our age. And I hope they get better at acting. I mean, maybe they are and the directing was bad, but this movie was painful.
I feel like this movie was a victim of trying to cast popular people instead of actual actors.
Yeah, or not balancing it out with actors and TikTokers.
Yeah, I mean, Addison, I don't know you that well. I've never watched any of your TikToks, so I'm sorry, but this is not the way.
I mean, they definitely have time to learn, for sure.
They do.
And maybe
they
this is the first movie in a long line of, you know, learning.
Yeah, I mean, we watched this review the other day, and they did mention, what was his name?
Dylan is in trouble.
Yeah.
Love him.
He mentioned that Addison was doing a lot of different projects at the time, so maybe that's why this performance lacked. I totally get that. You know, go girl, you do you.
Mm-hmm. Hit that grind.
But I must say that, what was it, Padgett?
Padgett.
Her character all in all, so it's not really Addison's fault. Her character, all in all, wasn't that great. Yeah. I do like that there was a struggle for her about being middle class, but also trying to act like she's rich. My one critique is...
Only one? Wow!
My starting critique is that I get the struggle. They didn't really focus on that as much. And also, aren't you rich because you have a lot of sponsorship and you're getting a lot of money right now about it?
Yeah.
So even though you're living in, like, not the best place ever, you still have money.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't really feel that bad for
And that
you.
Never changes either. Like, there's no change in her motivation. It's always that, and that's it.
She was very money motivated,
right.
Which I liked about the character. Maybe she should have leaned into that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, clueless. her whole character is about being a spoiled rich kid.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays it so well.
Mm, yeah.
And I really do like that. And I feel like maybe this character should have channeled that a little bit more.
Right. It's like they didn't flesh out her character. And they tried to base it too much on how she is now. I'm not familiar with Addison Rae's other work on TikTok. But it seems like they were trying to portray her as she is.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, that was the big draw to the movie, was that Addison Rae was in it.
Well,
yeah, I get that, but
yeah, I think you're right. I think that they were like, well, this is like showcasing Addison,
right?
Versus showcasing the actual story,
right? Which is, from a storytelling perspective, is not what you want to do. When you're writing and we talk a lot about characters and character arcs and motivation. The baseline is when you write a character, you want to give them a motivation, so that later in their arc, it can be taken away,
yes,
and that their motivation can be altered or shifted in a certain way.
Yeah, that they have a character arc. They find out that their motivation isn't either... Like, for example, her motivation is money. Maybe she should have found out later that money isn't everything, which she kind of does.
But they still have money to travel the world at the end.
Yeah, so like... not really. And, like, she still gains her rep back and stuff like that. So it's like you're not as selfish, I guess... It's almost like you're still the same person, just wearing different clothes.
Right. And that's not what you want in a character at all.
No.
That's very plot-based and not character-based.
Exactly.
Which is, as we all know, and we will state so many times during this podcast, to have a good plot, you need good characters.
Yes.
Always the character over the plot.
The characters move the plot, not the plot moving the characters.
Right.
Would I say that they follow this rule? No. mostly because, like, I guess you can argue either way.
Mm-hmm.
I only say no because I feel like this movie was pushed and it was fast.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And the actors, and also I'm not gonna blame the actors in this. Maybe that's why they weren't able to really showcase their strength, is because it was moving so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe it's not even the plot or the actors. Maybe it was just how this was filmed.
Yeah.
I think it was all of
it's
it.
It's probably a combination.
It's probably all of it, but also, like, yeah, it felt like the movie just was pushing and pushing and pushing, mm-hmm. and you had to get to the end.
Had to cram every little thing in there.
In, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. When in reality, they did create some interesting subplots with one of Padgett's friends and Cam's friends. Of them, like, falling in love. Or not falling in love, but, like, asking each other prom and all of that. And I was like, wow, this is a really great storyline. I wish we were chasing this instead of
everything else. And that's a sad thing, though, because those are side characters, and they literally had maybe one scene where they connected, but you felt more emotion in that moment than the whole movie with the main characters.
That's how you know something is going wrong with your main plot.
Exactly. It's like, maybe it's the chemistry. Maybe, I really think it wasn't really the chemistry with the actors. Maybe, I think it was just the characters. They're so polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't work. I know they say opposites attract, but like...
Sometimes it does not.
Sometimes worlds should not collide.
Sometimes the execution is just not there.
Exactly. Yeah, but, well, let's go to Cam.
Cam. The man Cam. He is not the loser. I don't know. He's written so weird.
Like we talked about earlier, he's not... he's just a rebel without a cause.
Right.
And he's also very pessimistic.
It's like they tried to make him a social justice warrior, but like...
But bad.
There's really nothing... There's nothing for him to fight against, I guess.
Yeah, they did... What was he doing? He was digging through the trash for something, and then they, like, tipped the trash can over, and he calls him fascist. And I'm like, what?
Okay, also, I rewatched that scene, and I was thinking, man, he just had a normal reaction to having a milkshake tossed at him. I mean, obviously... Yelling fascist was weird. But I was like, okay, that's how I would react too if someone threw a milkshake at me. And then all the girls go, you're right, he is really weird. And I was like, are we not allowed to show emotion in this movie?
Yeah, if anything, we'll get to that later. The main takeaway. But yeah, no, he was just very strange. His character was a little bit everywhere because his backstory was everywhere. His mom died. Did we ever find out how? Was she sick?
It was like a plane crash.
It was a plane crash.
Yeah.
And then their dad completely abandoned them and go to
for some reason.
Like to Sweden or something.
And there was like one scene with their grandma.
But this is a very, very YA bad trope where they let the kids run wild.
Yeah.
And I feel like they just took the parents out. To have it to where they have no one to oversee them.
Right.
Which isn't real life. That's not how the world works. As much as some teenagers wish it would, it doesn't, sorry.
And I feel like the way that at least Padgett's mom treated her, if the dad was in the picture for Cam, it would be like, yeah, go do whatever you want.
Yeah, for real.
Whatever.
I mean, like, why not? And the mom was a cameo of the original. She's all that.
Yeah.
She was the actress. again, I still like the mom's character way more.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's because I also like She's All That. But anyway, so yeah, no, Cam's backstory was weird. I did like his sister, though, because she kind of stuck with her character very well.
Yeah.
Which was the worshipping younger sister that loved Padgett.
Influencers. Yeah, she really loved Padgett and Padgett's ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
I feel like his name was Jake. Maybe because I associate him with Jake Paul.
You know what, I think so too. Or Jay?
I don't know.
His personality was since in his hair. But, so Cam, I would say, and then he just rebel without a cause, likes horses, likes cameras, says he doesn't like people, but he gets, it's just,
yeah,
he's a little everywhere, and I'm not really sure how I can wrap my head around what his character was actually supposed to be.
He was definitely, I think they were going for JD. Like, emo.
Oh, 100%.
But at the same time, I'm like, okay, but that's the guy girls gravitate towards in high school.
Yes, but it's like, also, JD and Heathers tried to blow up the school.
Right.
Like his character is toxic.
They were subverting a trope that they'd seen, you know?
Yeah.
And then with this movie, He's All That, it was like, oh, we need to make him, like, a weird loser, but also hot and mysterious. And I was like, have any of you ever been to school?
Well, it just seemed like Cam's character by himself. Oh, he's so toxic. I totally forgot. Oh, I don't like him at all. Let me tell you why he's toxic.
Because, tell me why.
Because, like, remember he was like, you look better without makeup.
Mm.
And he would, like, critique everything she was doing, everything right. She was wearing.
Why she was taking pictures.
Why she, like, and everything that she liked to do, he, like, dogged on it.
Right.
So... That's a very toxic trait. It's like,
yeah.
And then she's just like, obvious, and you can tell that she's just like craving his approval.
Yeah.
So she's abandoning who she is. And at the end of the movie, that's exactly what she does. She's like, I'm not going to wear makeup. And it's like, listen, when are guys and people going to realize we don't wear makeup for dudes?
Yeah.
Or for people's approval.
Right, right. And I definitely see, like, with those scenes, I think we definitely got what they were going for. The whole love yourself the way you are. But it's like, honestly, taking off makeup scenes is just as toxic as, you know, putting on the makeover scenes.
Or it's telling a girl to take off makeup is just as toxic as telling her to put on makeup.
Right.
It's very annoying.
Let her be.
And let me tell you, he only kissed her after he was yeah. rubbing the makeup off of her. That was, I changed my mind. I can wrap my head around him. He was a toxic character from the get-go. JD.
Honestly, they kind of deserve each other because she's really toxic too.
That's very true.
She's very like, change yourself. And does he ever really?
No.
I don't even know.
He doesn't change himself. She changes herself.
That's true.
Well, I think he does kind of.
He's like, I guess I'm okay with people now.
Well, I guess he does change a little bit. But
not really.
I think if anyone gave more, it was her.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
But she did try and manipulate him and stuff like that, so. But even then, that's not how relationships work.
And her motivation was, like, all over the place. Like, why does she even want to go to college?
She never says why.
Yeah.
She never says why she wants to go to college. She ends up not going to college, it looks like, and just travels the world anyway. So what was the point in that? yeah, it was weird. But we had some side characters. The main villain guy, Jake, which probably is not his name, but we're going to call him Jake.
Jake Paul.
He was actually, like I explained earlier, just because I say he's a good character does not mean he's a good person. But his character was better than everyone else's.
He was so much fun to watch. Like, some of the scenes with Padgett and Cam was like so... Like, the first Twilight movie where they're just staring at each other. But even Twilight got that
Twilight
better.
Twilight was better, like, from this, if we have to compare.
Right. And it's like, okay, can we move on to some, like, literally anyone else?
Literally
and then
anyone.
Jake is, like, this flamboyant and, like, self-obsessed. Diva. And he definitely got his motivation right.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was nailing it there.
You know, he's selfish and he wants what he wants and he takes what he can have. And that's what he tried to do. I mean... If someone getting beat up in a movie is satisfying, then the person getting beat up was doing it correctly.
Right. Yeah, he was good. I enjoyed him. But then we had the stereotypical manipulative friend who ended up being the bad guy.
Surprise, surprise.
And then...
But we don't really see that much of her.
I was talking to Ashlyn after we watched it, and I was like, I'm so confused about the second friend, whose name escapes me, Padgett's friend.
Who ends up with Cam's friend.
Cam's friend. Because she kind of seems on board with the manipulative friend, but then she seems like she's also Padgett's friend, but none of them have, like, conversations alone to show that any of them are closer than the others.
Yeah, honestly, I think that friend is a classic example of guilt by association.
Yeah.
Because she, like, there's no way you didn't know that girl was messing the other girl over.
It threw me for a loop when there's a scene and she's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe our friend would do that to you. And I was like, but you were also there.
Yeah, and you guys, I was like, you didn't try to stop her from streaming the breakdown either.
Yeah.
So you're not innocent.
I know, I'm like, I don't understand. But I liked her and Cam's friend. They were cute.
Yeah.
Needed more of that.
Needed. Yes, we did.
All right, so the plot is more whole than plot.
Yes.
It's like a sinking ship that's already at the bottom of the ocean.
And we might have already described a lot of these plot holes, or the hole.
I mean, it really goes hand in hand, because all of it is equally terrible.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of... I think we described most of them, except maybe, like, the acting itself. Or the time when she was passing out flyers, but not actually passing out
flyers.
Oh,
yeah, that was a fun little Easter egg.
Yeah.
Look out for that one.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, like, the disconnect between... her losing her sponsorship and then her thinking, oh, I do makeovers, but we've never seen her do a single makeover.
Yeah, that's
She's, like,
very true.
She's talked about her nighttime routine and done her own makeup, but nothing in the movie up to that point suggested she made over other people. Like, she had to tell us.
No, and it's also just, like I said, I think the major plot hole is just how fast they move this movie.
Yeah.
There was no moments for her and Cam to really bond, except for poop throwing.
Ugh.
Which is, if you have to reach that far,
I know,
then let it die.
Bond. That's gross.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm trying to think of some other ones.
The fact that the dad was in Switzerland or whatever, Cam and his sister's dad,
yeah.
And then just no one. We don't expand upon that, and we don't mention it again. It's just there.
It's just a lot of this stuff was very far-fetched. Like, for example, the whole social media breakdown that was supposed to be super traumatic. Listen, if someone caught their boyfriend sleeping with someone else and got revenge by throwing food at them, I don't think they would be...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of YouTube drama, and I'm pretty sure if you saw that, you'd be like,
You'd be on the girl's side. You would get even more popular.
I feel like maybe they were trying to do the whole narrative of victim blaming, but it didn't come off very well.
No, at all. I just don't foresee the internet now being like, how dare you throw food at the guy that cheated on you.
What was he doing that time to make the internet go, oh, wait a second, he's got a point.
Yeah, for real. I mean, honestly, if any, like, celebrities did that now, and it was, like, obviously that you found someone, like...
And you have footage of them cheating.
Like, I'm trying to think of any kind of guy or any kind of couple where the guy was cheating. I would have been like, no, it's okay.
Right.
I can't even think of them. Like, maybe Sean and Camila. But even then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I would be like, Sean, how dare you?
But, I think that brings us to our this is a good segue to our biggest critique, which was no one in this movie is allowed to have emotions other than happy and smiling and social.
Yeah, like any kind of emotions in this movie was definitely critiqued. Like she was supposed to be happy all the time.
Right.
And as soon as she wasn't, she was demonized for it.
She had a normal human reaction, and the rest of the movie was like, not allowed, illegal.
Yeah, and she's supposed to be, like, smiling the whole time. I'm trying to think of, didn't Cam do something like that?
Yeah, he got a milkshake thrown at him, and he's, like, mad about it, and they're like, wow, he's such a loser.
Yeah, it was like, listen, this whole movie, you are not. I've learned that if you have any kind of human emotion and you step out of line, you will be punished.
Right. I was like, what did they want them to react like? Like, oh, you're cheating on me? Oh, man, that really stinks. Well, I guess I'll bring my treats to the next trailer.
Yeah, or it's like, oh, you threw a milkshake at me? I'm sorry, I jumped in the way.
I would do that, though.
Oh, no.
With my social anxiety, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I caught your milkshake with my face.
I think I probably would freeze and just like, did you do that?
Or do you scream, fascists?
Yeah, for real, I'm like... What?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This movie's just so awkward.
It really is.
It's like the awkward child trying to break out of the mold, but it's not.
It's just there's a lot of stuff that we're trying to, I feel like now in this day and age, we're trying to really, like, promote mental health.
Right.
Promote.
Yeah. Showing your emotions.
Showing your emotions, trying to promote against misogyny, trying to promote of self-expression, and then this movie's like, oh, man, no. You're not allowed to wear makeup. Makeup is ugly.
Also, the internet hates it when you're not smiling.
Yeah.
So, like, don't be vulnerable.
Like, wear things that I want you to wear. Do stuff that I want you to do. Right. And then we'll be friends. Like,
maybe.
And then I'll kiss you. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just very infuriating.
Yeah. No, this movie was definitely, like, I could see them trying to be progressive, but then on hindsight, adding everything up, it was like, take a step forward. Now step back.
Yeah.
And step back again.
It's like the cha-cha slide over here.
Right. Except it's just backward steps.
It's just backward.
There's no cha-cha.
Which is very surprising because Netflix normally is better at this.
Right. Well, sometimes.
Well.
I've definitely seen, like, Kissing Booth, where you're trying way too hard to be progressive and then it's like, oh, there's actually nothing happening here.
That's very true.
It's like, inclusivity.
Well, it's just, I was just kind of surprised because I thought, at least, I don't know. In my brain, yeah. I think the younger generation is, like, a lot further than when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Which wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
But still, I thought it'd be more progressive and more inclusive and whatever. Yeah. And if this movie is any kind of portrayal of what it is actually, no. I was wrong.
Going back into my hidey hole now.
Exactly. I was like, never mind. I gave you all too much credit.
Yeah. No, I feel like it just depends on the director, producer. Because it's like, some people do inclusivity really well, and then some of them are pushing so hard that it just falls completely through.
When you do diversity, and like I saw in this movie, they tried with the lesbian couple.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why couldn't He's All That be about a gay couple?
Yeah.
That would have been a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, why wasn't there... I feel like there could have been more... more just diversity.
Right. I know, thinking about it, I'm like, there really wasn't a lot of that.
It was a yeah, no, not really.
Because, I mean, yeah,
I'm trying to think back of when
they're... They definitely could have done better, but they didn't. No. And, I mean, that could have been cast... I don't know what happened there. I mean, there.
They kind of did. There were some, like, people of color and some minorities.
Mm-hmm.
But not really.
But did they get screen time?
Yeah, and also, like, they didn't get good characters either.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No one got a good character. That's the only equal ground this movie has.
Yeah,
they're all equally bad characters.
Exactly. So it's just a little critique on my part. It's just I do feel
better.
Like, yeah, whenever people make these movies or write these books, I really think they should just think a little bit more outside the box, and it makes it a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that this was not one of those movies. It was very. Early 2000s feel, and I thought we moved past that a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, don't get me wrong, I like an early 2000s movie, just mm-hmm. like the next, probably more than the next person. probably more than Jana, but...
It's true.
It's true. I watched Clueless, He's All That, and all that good stuff, and I like it.
And I come over with, like, 5 horror movies.
Exactly. We all have our expertise. But...
Can we salvage the script, or does it need a complete rewrite?
I think they could have salvaged it.
Yeah.
I really think they could have. By just adding more time. And mm-hmm. more time with the characters. More time with letting them vibe. More time with the writing.
Yeah.
Just more time with the actors really connecting with their characters. I really think this could have been something.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, even though it's a little bit of a cheesy idea. Look at Kissing Booth. Look at, oh, what's the other one? The letters to...
Oh, I don't know.
Is that P.S. I Love You?
The voice. To the boys.
Yeah, the letters to the boys, or the boys to the... Something. To the boys I loved before.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Like, those are a little bit cheesy ideas.
Yeah.
But they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like... So that's why I'm like, this could have been something. It could have been cute. Like, it's not going to be a groundbreaking blockbuster... movie,
mm-hmm.
but we don't really want that. We wanted something cute and a little bit of a comedy, a romantic comedy, but that's not what was given.
Right.
We got poop throwing instead.
Woohoo! What a great scene.
I will never get over that.
I don't think anyone will. No, I agree with you. I thought it can be salvaged, because again, there are plenty of mediocre rom-coms, and you're not even there for the writing. It's just the cute little romance, and like, it had all the elements of a good rom-com, for sure. It just needed character development mm-hmm. and a little bit more work on the plot.
Yeah.
Or maybe not the plot so much as, like, their motivations and there's tensions. I never felt like there was tension in this movie. I never felt
No, there was no really romantic tension. Yeah. You just were like, I guess they're falling for them.
Yeah.
But there was no look of longing.
Right. That's what makes a rom-com or any romance movie really worth its salt is the... Oh, man, the look of love.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, she seemed nice through the whole thing. Like, even though she was manipulating him, there was never a moment where I was like, wow, she's being really mean.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, nah, she just seems like she's just being nice and giving him a makeover. It doesn't seem mm-hmm. malicious,
mm-hmm.
which I guess, it's been a while since I've seen She's All That, but there were times where it was like, nah, you're wrong for that, you know?
Yeah.
But...
And I even say, like, I feel like the acting would be fine. Like, if you're doing a lower scale rom-com, mm-hmm. I feel like the acting was fine for that. Like, I've seen, like Kissing Booth and,
That's true.
Where the acting isn't great, but, like, everyone's so attached to the will he, won't he, you know, will they get together, you know, type thing. So yeah. I really felt like the tension, you know, you could probably just fix. Maybe. This is our minor edits. When we salvage a script, we try to do minor tweaks.
Yeah.
If it needs a complete rewrite, then
That's a whole other thing.
Everything needs to change.
Now, the only thing I would rewrite about this is that horse scene. Man, no, that could just be a tweak. I just wouldn't put in the other stuff. I'm just saying, like, it's so gross!
I thought you were gonna say, nah, I could stay.
No!
I was like, wait a second.
Listen, if anyone threw poop at me... We would fight. Nothing cute about that. At that moment, like, I'm gonna manipulate you.
The scene where
I don't even care.
Where he was, like, taking off her makeup, I was like, Oh my gosh, my foundation is like $50. If you touch it,
I would have been livid. I'd right. be like, excuse the hell out of you.
Right. I was like, I'm looking good today. Yeah. I don't need this to feel good. I'm Listen. Just wearing it because I can.
It's like you need someone that will hype you up, not drag you down and make you feel subconscious right. about how you look. I mean, look.
Unless you're, you know, super insecure and need to rely on makeup, but then you just need a therapist. You don't need a boyfriend
and she never
or
gave,
girlfriend.
And she never gave off that vibe that she was uncomfortable with how she looked.
Right, right.
Like, that was never a thing. I mean, like, she was a little bit too... Even then, I was like, I feel like that's just normal. We yeah. all have our skincare routines. We all have, like,
yeah.
what works, what doesn't. Like, you kind of have to, if you're going to wear makeup, you have to have a good skincare, whatever.
Right.
So
or just in general, have good skincare.
Yeah, and it's like, I didn't really see anything wrong with that, except for maybe her hiding part of her life from her friends and not
boring.
Showing emotion.
Yeah.
But other than that, what she was doing by being an influencer on, like, good on products is mm-hmm. not unheard of, and it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the bottom line is, wear makeup if you wanna. Don't if you don't.
Don't
let anyone tell you.
Yeah, don't let anyone tell you you look better with or without makeup.
Yeah.
Because literally their opinion, it means nothing. Mm-hmm. Only your opinion matters.
And if they tell you that, cut them out of your life.
Dump his ass.
For real. I feel like we said that a lot during watching this movie. We're just like... both of you need to just dump each other.
Yeah,
mutual
honestly.
Dumping.
Yeah, they were both toxic. I think he was a little bit more toxic, but they were yeah. both toxic.
Oh man.
Yeah. No, Ooh. It just makes me mad even thinking about it.
So, is he all that?
No,
he is not.
He never was.
Unless he throws poop at you, he is all that.
Exactly.
All right. This concludes our episode of. He's all that.
Plotted.
If you want to hear more, tune in. We'll probably do a few more of these. We're in October, so expect some scary movies.
Yes, and soon. We plan on releasing these weekly, so definitely just keep on the lookout.
Yeah.
We would love to know what you're thinking. let watch the movie. Let us know what you think about it. We're definitely yeah. open to see what your opinions
we
are.
We are on... social media.
Or if you want to vent, just
unlike Cam, we're on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, you can find us.
We're not too cool for social media.
Oh, man, yeah. But, yeah, be sure to like and subscribe.
And subscribe.
And we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Bye.